Hey, coaches, thanks for listening to the Coach Builder Podcast. Today, we're going to help you climb the ladder of success. You think you're successful, but my friend, you're on a low rung. You got to climb up high. We're going to teach you how to do that. What am I talking about? What is all this mysterious talk about climbing a ladder? Well, I'll answer that question for you because it's actually going to help you grow your coaching career. Today, my podcast producer, Bobby Richards, and I are going to have a conversation about how to keep going in a relationship with a client. Most clients, look, they last 12 or 18 months and they're gone. But how do you keep a client for 15 years and offer them more and more value? Well, you do that by helping create a ladder that they can climb all the way up to the very top where you're giving the most possible value that you can give them. Bobby and I are going to have that conversation next. If you're interested in having clients for 10 times as long as you do right now, stay tuned. With that, welcome to Coach Builder, a business made simple podcast, limited series to teach you exactly how to turn your skills and expertise into a successful coaching business. All of this is based on my new book, Coach Builder. It is out now. You can go get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy books. I am your host, Donald Miller. Bobby.
Yes.
Vulnerable question. I'm going to ask you a question and you got to be vulnerable. We don't have to be.
Yes, but. Donald. No, I mean, that's in my contract. Any vulnerable question that you ask me, I have to answer.
Is it?
I signed the contract. It's Amendment 3. I have to do it.
Were you ever a love 'em and leave 'em guy?
Oh, no. No, no. You know what? That's why I didn't want to talk. That's why we didn't want to have a conversation.
That's why I didn't tell you what the question was before the recording.
I go, hey, you want to talk about this? No. Let's just roll.
Did you ever love him and leave him, Bobby?
You know what?
Were you Bobby the Heartbreaker?
A time or two, I believe that I was.
And let's be fair. That was probably done to you.
Oh, I was going to say it's done to me, but that doesn't make it right. But yes, heartbroken.
Doesn't make it right.
This heart was broken numerous times. You know what I mean? But how'd you feel? I'm guilty of that. When I did when I got hurt?
Let's say when you got hurt.
Oh, it was like the end of the world. You know what I mean? When you're like 15, 16 and you're like, there's nothing ever, it's never going to be this way again.
You know, we have an 11-year-old. Listeners don't know yet. We have taken in Betsy's baby sister. Mm-hmm. Long story. It's been a beautiful, wonderful thing because she's just so great for our family. But one of the highlights of my day is sitting down at dinner and just hearing 11-year-old relationships.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Fantastic. They're figuring it out and they've got it figured out and they're telling
me
how it goes.
They're practicing. I shouldn't make light of it because they're practicing the skills that they will need in life to build relationships.
Absolutely.
But I mean, the drama is really kind of fun. It's really kind of fun. But there's a lot of like, you're my best friend today, but so-and-so is my best friend now. Mm. I think you could be my best friend again if we did this, you know,
exactly.
Or whatever. It's just brilliant. The reason I ask this question, Bobby, is because we are on step 5 of building a coaching business.
We are.
And I am convinced that the majority of coaches listening to my voice right now are love 'em and leave 'em coaches.
Heartbreakers, unite.
Heartbreakers. They are. They're love 'em and leave 'em coaches. Do you have an idea? And I know you do because you know what we're talking about today. What I'm talking about, I'm curious from your perspective. Like, what would your definition of a love 'em and leave 'em coach be, Bob?
Oh boy, part of me is just interested to be a participant listening to this episode. I would say it's because it is so much building a relationship with your customers is so much part of this. I mean, it's the foundation for it. So sometimes you're going to potentially need to break up with a client. And more likely than not, you're going to have somebody that's either not going to be interested in quote unquote spending time or seeing you, or you'll hear from them from time to time throughout the process of trying to get them as a customer. And then they'll break your heart. I don't know. I mean, but I feel like that's kind of the direction. Love them and leave
them. It's actually what I'm actually talking about is you sell them one thing of value. And then that's it.
Oh.
They move on. So if it's retainer coaching.
I hear you.
As soon as I don't need, or I'm starting to feel like, gosh, I've got this. Listen, when your client sees you on their calendar today, they see you on their schedule and their heart sinks because they'd rather have the time. That relationship is over. it's not over now because they may do that, but it's over. And what they're actually not saying, they don't like you or anything like that. What they're actually saying is, I got the value that I needed from that coach.
Right.
And they're not saying this, but it's true. They have not offered me any more value that I can have. And so we're done. That's it. They took me on a date. It was great. I really loved it. But they never called me back to say, do you want to do a weekend in the Bahamas or whatever people do these days.
Whatever people do these days. Bahama trips. So, Don, are you saying that you want to, in a way, almost be prepared and ready to break up with them before you get your heart broken?
No.
No?
I think you ought to take him to the Bahamas. You never want to break up. You want that. Listen.
I hear you.
A friend of mine who's been married for a long time, he really kind of changed my life when he said this. He said, you know what they don't tell you about marriage? I said, what? He goes, it just keeps getting better. Like, how good of a man is that? Mm-hmm. And then what he's really saying is not that it keeps getting better, because it doesn't keep getting better. What he's actually saying is you can make it so it keeps getting better.
There we go. See, I told you, I'm on the other side. I'm learning in this conversation too. I learned from all of our conversations, but I'm learning. I'm with the audience on here. I'm going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but think about what that means. That means, like, if you have that mindset that this marriage can keep getting better, then you know what? Yours is going to keep getting better. But if you have in the mindset of, like, this is just going to be a drag, then that's exactly what it's going to be. But if you keep going, if you say, I wonder who we will be 5 years from now, and I wonder how I can woo that woman, right? That mm-hmm. would be pretty fun. And then you get that challenge, you know, that coach, the relationships that you have with your clients, if you have a one and done mindset, that is, I've got them into my one-on-one retainer coaching, and I'm going to milk this as long as I can. And these things tend to last 12 to 18 months. So I got to get new clients. You are missing out on, first of all, you're missing out on other coaching products that you can sell them. But what you're really missing out on is a long-term 10-year, 15-year relationship with somebody that will eventually be a confidant to you, a mutually beneficial long-term relationship that can get better and better. So today's episode, step 5 of the Coach Builder Playbook, is to create a marketing and product ladder. And really what a marketing product ladder is, in stage 1 of a relationship, it looks like this. But in stage 15, it looks like this. And really what that means is you're offering more and more value the longer this relationship goes. And you invite them to participate in further and further values. And there's so many endless ways to do this. But it's what a good human being does in relationships. They don't do all the work to get into the relationship and then sit on their butt. Let's keep offering our clients more and more value. This is also important because, you know, if you want to offer a fractional COO service, if you're a business coach, and you want to offer a fractional chief operating officer service, you know, that the lowest price that you'd want to charge for that is 25 grand. But I think you're really more in there at that $50,000 mark. So you're going to charge $50,000 for, let's say, 8 months. And you're going to be the fractional COO. You're going to give them 8 to 10 hours a week for, you know, that 6 to 8 months. And you're going to charge $50,000 for that. So you can do that maybe twice. And then you've got your mastermind, your one-on-one coaching. You're not going to be able to do a whole lot of that because it's actually, you know, pretty intense. Nobody, I mean, very few people are going to buy a $50,000 product from you and have you spend 10 hours with them and their staff without having bought something for $99 and then $275 and then $5,000 and then $15,000. And now they're like, okay, they know everything about you. They know Bobby inside and out. They've spent dozens, if not hundreds of hours with him. The idea of paying this guy $50,000 to have Bobby come in and do a one-day workshop with my team, introduce the fact that you're going to run this company on 5 meetings, and then do one-on-ones with my upper management team and Zoom calls with my middle management team to make sure that they're running the meetings efficiently, to do any sort of problem solving, to help them figure out, hey, in my opinion, you should let this person go and you should replace them with somebody who has this skill set or move them around the company. I would move them here. You know, you're not going to, that's going to take a lot of trust.
Right.
And without the entry-level marketing collateral that leads to entry-level products that lead to upper-level products. It's a ladder. If there are rungs missing on the ladder, they can't climb that high. And so that's when I say create a marketing and product ladder, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about very entry-level marketing collateral that's free, all the way up to really big, expensive products at the very top.
Right, right. And it all comes back to what we talked about and what you laid out in a couple episodes ago around putting your website together and the relationship triangle.
Right, the curiosity, enlightenment, and commitment.
Exactly.
When people first meet you, they're curious. They're curious about one thing, how you can help them survive or how you can help them get ahead. And then they move to enlightenment, where they're doing due diligence on whether or not their suspicion about you is true. And then if they do due diligence, say, you know what, I think this person really can help me get ahead. The price seems to be worth it. They'll commit. Only if you ask them to commit, by the way. They won't commit on their own. You have to ask.
Right. And that's that $50,000 fractional CFO or that high-end commitment or product that you're selling.
That's right. All right. In the curiosity, at the very bottom rung of the ladder, the very bottom thing is just your personal presence. So that's literally you in the lobby at church. And people are curious about you. You seem to have your act together. They find out that you're a coach, and that's it. So it costs them nothing. It's just small talk. But that's how the relationship starts. Or even better, they hear about you even before they meet you. And somebody is in your mastermind or your small business community group. And so they're hearing about you. So that's bottom rung. Next would be something like your one-liner. And that's basically your elevator pitch. So when somebody says, hey, I heard you're a coach, tell me about that. You would say, well, you know how a lot of people, when they manage a small business, they feel like they're living in absolute utter chaos. And they know they could have more time and be making more money, but they don't know how to do it. Well, I started a coaching group that helps people. So that's my pitch, right? I identify their problem and I say their problem in such a way they can identify with it. And then I say, I position myself as the solution to that problem. We call that a one-liner. And then if they say, that's really curious, man, because I've been struggling with a lot of stuff. At that point, you could actually just jump a bunch of rungs because what they've just said is, I want to buy something from you. So we're going to jump over everything else. But let's say they don't. Let's say, well, yeah, that's pretty cool. You say, let me get your email address and I'll send you some information about what I do. Well, they're going to oblige and give you their email address. You're going to send them a link to your website. Now, the website is going to repeat the elevator pitch. It's going to repeat those talking points. So now it's the second time that they've heard about it. They heard about it from a friend, then they heard about it from you, and now they're hearing about it from on a website. It takes about 8 times for them to metabolize the information and take action on it. So you got to have enough collateral out there to keep repeating the same ideas. You also might want to send them just an email to a landing page that has a lead generator on it. And the lead generator might be how to manage the chaos in your life so that you can grow your business and still see your family or whatever. You know, that lead generator would exist. Now, if they give you their email address in that lead generator, in other words, you already have their email address, but if they opt in to that lead generator, you're going to send them 20 or 30 or 52 emails. And that's continuing. That's the next level of the relationship. They're now getting stuff from you. And even if they don't open those emails, your name is in their phone every week, and they're becoming more and more familiar. And then you might even do an event. You might say, hey, we're doing our annual small business breakfast. It's free. We'd love for you to be there. That's the next level of the relationship. And then you might catch somebody and they say, man, I've been getting your emails. That one was super helpful. You might say, hey, listen, for $295, I can send you an assessment, and it basically asks you like 50 questions, and then I spend 90 minutes with you helping you diagnose how you can get more of your time back. And I'm also going to just look for, there's like 7 things that you can do to be making more money or keeping more of your money. So I'm going to find out which of those 7 things you're not doing, and I'll let you know what they are. It's $300. Now you're at the point where, look, they know who you are. They've seen you in their email box. Their friend told them about you. They've read your writing. Or they've read your emails, they've encountered your pitch on your website. They don't realize it. They think that you're a stranger, but you're not. You've spent a lot of time with them. They don't realize that, but you've earned enough trust that they were willing to give you money. So for $295, that's a pretty low entry, and it's a one-off fee. So they can spend $300 and then they can get out of it. It's a date. You're not asking them to get married.
And so this is all still enlightenment.
I think it's still enlightenment, but they give you $295, you're blending the lines between enlightenment and commitment. You know, that's one of the reasons that like asking somebody out is likely to get a yes, but asking a stranger to marry you is going to get a no.
Really?
Hey, I've tried it. I tried it when I was young.
It hasn't worked.
Doesn't work. No, doesn't work.
Unless you're on a Netflix series.
Unless you're on a Netflix series. But the reason that asking somebody out is more likely to get a yes, even if they don't know if they're interested, is because they can get out of it. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not a commitment. It's a test. And you want to give people plenty of tests. And so that $295 is really just a, let's go on a date, man, and just see if this works. Now, it's not, there's nothing romantic, obviously, but it's, you know, let's go on a date and see if we want to spend more time together. They might not see it that way because they're going to get incredible value out of that. But that's what's really happening. And by the way, if there are seven things that people do to waste their money and you're going to help them figure out how to stop doing those things, let's say you're a money management coach, not a business coach, but a money management coach, they got incredible value out of that $300. And now you could say, look, we're doing a double your profit mastermind. I think you should be involved in it. It's $800 a month. There's 20 people in it and you can get out anytime, but just come to the next one. I'll let you come to one for free and then come to the one after that. Now, again, free lowers the risk. So they come to one. They meet. I didn't know Nancy was in this. Nancy's in this. I knew Nancy in high school, right? Now they're connecting with people and they're in and you're offering them even more value. And then after the $800 a month, you might say, look, I only coach people who are run companies north of 3 million. And those are the only people who can get on my one-on-one. I have seven slots and somebody just retired. And I've got a slot open. And it's $2,500 a month. It's very expensive. But we look at your profit. And if your profit doesn't go up by $500,000 in the year that we work together, I give you your money back. And, you know, and by the way, I love that. Because if you're a coach, people make a ton of money just by following through. You know, and they're not following through. So, you know, you'd be amazed at how much the results that a coach can get a client in the simplest ways, you know. And so I always offer kind of a money back guarantee on that stuff. The bar is so low. It's kind of like saying, I will give you your money back if I can't make one of 375 free throws.
Right.
You're a business coach. You're here to make the money. If you're charging them 10 grand, you know how easy it is to make 10 grand? There's just nothing to it. Plus, they just love the work-life balance so much that, you know. Anyway, so that, you know, that elite mastermind is a big one. Elite one-on-one coaching. Then you can actually sell one-day workshops. You know, spend 8 hours with their leadership team helping them redo their guiding principles. That would be like 10 grand or more. Keynote presentations. You can charge 5 to 10 grand for a keynote presentation. Fractional COO, fractional CMO, fractional chief revenue officer, sales training workshops with accountability follow-ups to their entire sales team.
Oh, wow.
For 6 months. They'll just do a sales training workshop, add another 10 grand to it, and meet with their team once a week for 6 months. And, or once, a, you know, for an hour every week for 6 months and charge twice as much. And by the way, you'll get 10 times the results. I'm not just saying milk your clients. You'll get 10 times the results because now that whole sales team is held accountable to adopt those practices. You know, just think through products this way. But bottom line is the bottom of the ladder is you standing there introducing yourself. And the top of the ladder is a $100,000 coaching product. Do that. Put zero at the bottom and $100,000 at the top. Fill those things out first and then fill in all the rest.
That's a great way to build it.
It is. And the first 6 to 8 of those things are free. Don't start charging money on rung three. Give people a lot of low barrier to entry, low risk opportunities to do business with you or get to know you. You date for a long time, my friend, before you get married, at least if you're not crazy.
Or on a Netflix show. You know, that's also
on a Netflix show or visiting Vegas for the weekend.
Exactly. What's so great about this, too, is that it really allows you to, like flesh out those products because you might have built out your products and then you realize, oh, within the ladder, I don't have enough enlightenment there.
That's right. No wonder nobody's signing up for this mastermind. Mm-hmm. I have nothing inexpensive that they can go to. I have no business breakfast they can go to get to know me a little bit. And there's no lead generator that they're reading and earning that trust and familiarity with me. You know, you can see those holes in the ladder, those broken rungs, if you will, missing rungs. And people don't tend to climb ladders that have a missing rung. They don't look very trustworthy. So, Bobby, what would you say would be a plan of action for today's conversation? Like one thing that everybody listening could do in order to begin to create their marketing and product ladder? Like where would you start?
where they can start to no longer be heartbreakers, but heartwarmers. You know, it's figure out those points of curiosity within the ladder. Or like, yeah,
so
you said,
so you would start at the bottom.
I love that idea, though, of starting bottom and top. Because, like, dream big. What's your top thing? But you start at the bottom. How do you work your way up to that? What would you say?
I would say both are good ideas. Like the one that you started with, give me the first 3 to 5 curiosity. Give me 3 to 5 free things.
It's realistic. It's something you could, you could do right now.
But each would involve a little bit more commitment on my part. Like,
exactly.
Reading a lead generator for 15 minutes is a commitment, mm-hmm. right? Opening an email is a commitment. So listening to my elevator pitch is a commitment. So more and more commitment needs to happen the higher the rungs, even if no money is exchanged. Showing up at a breakfast with a group of other business leaders is a big commitment. Like mm-hmm. that costs you money and it costs you time to be there. That's it. If somebody walks into the door at that breakfast, that is a hot lead, my friend. They are very, very close to buying something from you. And then once they buy something from you, what's the next most expensive thing? And by the way, the next most expensive thing needs to have way more value. Because what you don't want is people spending $10,000 after having spent $5,000 and realizing it's the same freaking experience. Like $10,000 needs to go, whoa, I had no idea this was, like, there was all of this, you know? And so you want to be able to offer a lot more value for more money as they climb the ladder. I love the idea of starting at zero and what is a $100,000 product that I can sell.
Absolutely. I love that idea. Well, because then you go, because it's overwhelming to look at that and go, okay, how do I get up that high? Well, start building your rungs. And then as you figure that out, then you're like, oh, this is totally attainable.
Yep. And in the Coach Builder book, which by the way, is out today, Bobby.
It's out today.
People can finally go on Amazon and actually order it and receive it on their door like tomorrow morning.
Go get it. It's
great. So go get it. In the book, I actually have graphics of a ladder, and at the bottom of the ladder are products, marketing collateral that you can give away for free. And at the very top are these, you know, $50,000 and $100,000 products. One thing that you can do is you can take that ladder, you know, just look at the graphic in the book and copy it on a piece of paper. Once you finish your ladder, what you want to do is that $100,000 product at the top, put a dash and then put one right next to it, because your goal by the end of the year is to sell one of them. Then go to the one down from that. Is it one? Is it two? You know, that's $50,000.
Oh, that's great.
And then the one from there is $25,000. And beneath that is the $10,000 mastermind or whatever. And, you know, goal is to sell one of these, two of these, four of these, six of these, eight of these, 12 of these, 37 of these, and 250 of these. Now add up that money. And that's what you made for the year.
That's a great
motivator.
Pretty cool.
Yep. Now you're going to sell a lot more of those if you were using Keep as a CRM with the emails that are helping you sell those things. But yeah, you do that and put that on your wall. And I mean, what I just described is probably $400,000 or $500,000, right? And so you want to be able to say, look, this is the goal. Now let me reverse engineer how I'm going to sell these and deliver these. And at that point, you've got a really great coaching business. But that's it. Marketing and product ladder. Step number 5, Bobby.
Step number 5 on launch day of Coach Builder.
And if you get the book, the ladder, the product, marketing product ladder is right there in the book. Just sit there and take one rung and look at what I wrote and say, well, my version of this would be this. And then look at the other rung and my version of this would be this, all the way till you're at the very top. And that's your product ladder. And you also know, by the way, every client that you have from that point on, you know where they are in the customer journey and you know how to not let them be bored, right? Like, we need to move in together and then we need to have a baby and then we need to have another baby. And then the relationships evolve and mature and get more complicated over time. And people get closer. And the only way you do that in a coaching business is actually to provide more value, invite them to enjoy that value in exchange for revenue, money. And those relationships just get better and better and stronger over time. So we can't love them and leave them, Bobby.
We can't love them and leave them. And neither can you out there. Don't love them and leave them. Now you know how to not love them and leave them.
All right, everybody. Thank you as always. Make sure to go get the book. It's available now. By the way, after you buy the book, go to coachbuilderbook.com/podcast and enter your receipt number. And I've got some bonuses for you, including a PDF that has 27 different coaches' websites that are each making a ton of money. So if you're looking for a way to make your website a little bit better, there's 27 examples in this PDF. So go to coachbuilderbook.com/podcast and get that. All right, Bobby, we finished another great episode.
Until next week when we do step 6.
Step 6 is the best step.
Until step 7.
And then it gets even better.
And then step 8.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me for this Coach Builder Limited series, where we are obsessed with helping you turn your knowledge and passion into a thriving coaching business. See you next week.